Another question or sort of theme that we're seeing from the chat box is, what about kids who maybe are, haven't been classified or were in a process of discovery or are disengaged for one reason or another? What are some good strategies for keeping students engaged and, dare I say, motivated? Shonda, do you want to start with that one and we can go around the panel?
Sure. So thinking about keeping students engaged in the learning, I think, you know, at our campus, we are a great expectation school. So we celebrate the success of our students. So celebration is a huge part of motivating students to continue to move forward. So just celebrating as often as we can. Celebrations coming from the classroom teachers, they're coming from us all across the, you know, the school and the district. We're trying to celebrate every small moment that we can find. So that's one way. We're also celebrating, you know, as students work toward meeting their goal, you know, so within the lesson plan, the student is working on a particular skill based off of their IEP objective for 3 weeks. So they have 3 weeks to work on that particular one. And, you know, the completion looks different now, you know, and we are, we're extending grace, you know, and so because of that, you know, where they are in regards to mastery looks a little different, but we're celebrating progress and the work that they're doing toward that goal, the collaboration pieces that are happening when they're, you know, getting on iReady, which is one of the resources that we use to work on their goals. So we're just doing a lot of celebrating to motivate our students. You know, we also have well visits and home visits and things like that that we're doing to support our students. And our teachers are doing a phenomenal job of being creative and innovative and thinking outside the box and in ways in which they can support and celebrate the students as well. But, you know, again, we're love. And so that's what we know to do. And that's what we do best. So I think that's what we're doing to motivate our kiddos.
Great. Thank you. And I see people adding their own resources and responses in the chat box as well. Amanda or Kimberly, do you want to share?
Sure. I could jump in here because it's something that I'm super passionate about, right? Like, how do we ever get kids motivated to learn? And I cannot tell you that I've got 100% of my kids that are engaging right now. What I do know is what has not changed since the dawn of time is that whenever students feel like education is happening to them and not with them, they're not motivated. But I have colleagues who haven't engaged and they get a paycheck. So I think anytime we can, especially now when attention is turning, maybe we can start to work on more of a growth mindset and find ways to place authentic learning. Because I truly believe that that's a direction that we need to go anyway. And it's like we've been bound by testing for so long, we don't know how to function without it, but we don't have it like right now hanging over us. So maybe now right might be the time to do what they're learning instead. Like, what can we do with everything we've already learned? And that's when you get things like my students, they're not magical students, but I wasn't going to get them turning in essays, but I could get them to create a Twitter chat, right? I could do that. So I think for me, no matter the content you're in, like for English, communication is important. And no one ever said that communication is strictly about reading, you know, Shakespeare and writing 10-page papers. So I've kept a lot of students super engaged because they're feeling empowered to use their learning in ways that I think they deserve to feel empowered to use.
Wonderful. Wonderful answer. Yeah, Amanda, are you adding?
Yeah, I was going to jump in and just say that I think that this is engagement right now is about the teachable moments, right? And I think Kimberly hit it on the head where a lot of times we're teaching towards a test, we're teaching towards something. Right now, I think it's a time to really prioritize how you can build social emotional learning into some of these goals and make sure that you're checking in. Why aren't kids engaging? Sometimes we're living in the midst of a pandemic and it's really necessary to like think through, are these kids not engaging in some ways because somebody in their family is ill, right? Check in with parents, make sure that there are not reasons beyond what you might be thinking about why they're not engaging, and then take their everyday life and use those teachable moments. If you can't get kids engaged in the math right now, can they cook something? Can they show you what that looks like, right? Can they show you how they learned how to tie their shoes, because that's a fine motor skill that they were working on? There are all of these life skills that we can roll into learning, which is a way to start engaging as well.
Great. Yeah. I think the life skills point and the sort of meeting students where they are point is very important. And really, I mean, we don't know how students are being affected by the pandemic itself. We talk a lot about the school shutdowns, but there are a lot of other factors that could be contributing to children's and parents' and caregivers' anxiety or distraction levels. So I think that's a great point.